Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everyone. This is Rhonda, and today is Violet Flame Saturday. We have a wonderful day planned all about Christ's peace and bringing forth world peace. And today we continue our focus on the peace of Jesus Christ and all that he brought in with his flame and with his light. Now, I don't have the studio up quite yet. For those of you that are waiting on the studio and the chat, it will be a few minutes. So please give me a few minutes before I can get with that. And in the meantime, I'd like to talk about what Christ's peace is all about. One of the important things that we forget in this life is how connected we are with each other sentient being on this planet. And that doesn't matter what the race is or creed or where we live, what our culture is. None of that matters. Within our hearts, we are still the same spirit of light, and we're from the creative essence of what some may call God or Allah or Buddha or the many different names of God that have been given throughout the ages. But this is a creative essence. This is an essence of light that literally flows through us in our beingness to bless us and to be all that we are meant to be. And so when we realize our connectedness with every other being on this planet, then we can own our true nature as one with each other, as the Christ within. Jesus stepped into a role. He stepped into the role of being the Christ, and that is why he was called the Christ. Jesus, the Christ, is the name given to him by the many, the multitudes who knew him. And that is the role that he stepped into. He literally became the Christ, the fulfillment of that Christ energy, the fulfillment of the Son energy of God the Father. And so we have God the Father, which is the spirit aspect of the creative essence, and that spirit aspect divided into the Son. First it divided into the Mother, God the Mother. So you had God the Father, God the Mother, and that is depicted by the Tai Chi, the circle with the S, dividing the Father from the Mother, and yet each having aspects of the other. The Father is the Mother. The Mother is the Father. And we see the Mother as literally the Father as descended into form, into manifestation. And that is how the Mother is begun, is as manifestation, as the essence of the Father in the world of form. And so we have as above, so below. And then from there it divides into the four, the Father, the Son, the Mother, the Holy Spirit. You can plot this on a clock and see the Father at the 12 o'clock, the Mother at the 6 o'clock, the Son at the 3 o'clock, and the Holy Spirit at the 9 o'clock. And so we have the fulfillment and the essence of the Christ at the 3 o'clock line, which is the Son, the aspect of ourselves as a division, as a descent of that whole. And it is a very blessed thing to be called the Christ. Jesus stepped into that role, and he fulfilled it beautifully. He was the fulfillment of the sun energy, of the energy of the Son as the dividing of or separation from the Father into another creative oneness, into another being. And so the Son is created, and we are all sons and daughters of this most high energy of God. And as such, it is a really blessed thing to be a part of this and to be at one with this energy of the Christ. So Jesus could truly claim that, claim his oneness, claim his oneship, and be all that he was meant to be. And that is a beautiful thing. So we claim to our sonship with Jesus of our true natures as the Christ. And as a fulfillment of that energy. So today, when we affirm Christ's peace, we are literally affirming the truth that we are one with each other through that Christ energy, through that beingness and oneness that we are. And I really love being able to feel our oneness and be our oneness with each other, and know that no matter where someone lives, where they are, I am one with them and they are one with me. And there is no separation and there is no difference. I may affirm a difference. I may think there's a difference. I may feel a difference. And I may feel a separation from them. But when I really tune into their energies and my energies, we are one. We are the same. And we are fulfillment of each other. And so no matter what's happening with people throughout the world, whether they're in countries that are being torn apart by war, or whether they're affected by economic conditions, or whether they're experiencing other kinds of difficulties in their lives, starvation or other things, all of these things are not separate from me. And I can step into that role and know that I am going through that as well as them. So I have much compassion for all that beings all across the planet are feeling. If I'm experiencing what they're experiencing, even as they're experiencing it, then of course I would have this wonderful compassion and feeling for it. I would feel their pain. I would know their pain. And through our oneness with each other, we can literally do that and feel the pain. So now that I've got the studio up, I'm going to call on our co-hosts, and I'd like to call on Michael and Jewel at in the Bay Area. Michael and Jewel, you're on the air.
Good morning, Rhonda. It's Jewel here.
Good morning.
How are you on this beautiful Saturday morning? In the final throes of 2013. It's amazing, isn't it? Wow.
Yes.
December 14th, and I can't believe it's kind of, we're almost at the end of 2013. It's it's been quite a year, for sure.
I think that 2013 we can think of as the beginning of a new cycle. I like the number 13 because it means we've completed a 12-year cycle, and now we're beginning a new 12-year cycle. It's the first year of that 12-year cycle of newness. And what is this newness? I mean, we reached the end of 2012. We moved into something completely different and transformative. And what has 2013 meant? For me, I can see that it is an initiatory phase. It is a phase that we have begun new things. And you could see the sort of the completion of the old, even as we're transitioning into the new, and the changes that indicated and meant. And it also set the foundation for the next for this next set of 12 years. Where are we moving to? How has this last 12-year cycle influenced us, and to the point where we are moving into a new 12-year cycle? And what does that indicate and mean for us? It's raised all those questions, I know, for me.
Yeah, and I just, I like the 12-year cycle. In my calendar, actually, 13-year cycles they work in. So however you look at it, we have completed another cycle, and we are in the first year since the Mayan calendar ended and begun. Actually, it did begin this year, the new 25,000-year calendar. And so it's been really amazing. And in Chinese, it was the year of the water snake, which was rebirth and shedding of the skin. And I don't know if anyone else out there felt that, but I I definitely did, and I can still feel it. And we're moving into the horse next year, I think in February, which is about power and community and finding our way in life and our travel and our journey. So looking forward to the fruits of all of the shedding, and we had the water dragon before that as well. I reckon there was a few years of quite intense processing and purging through our illusions in I do feel we're coming to more peace now. I do feel a shift in the world, and I do feel that we are a microcosm of the world. So whatever we're experiencing ourselves, we can probably bet that everyone else is experiencing it in some level. And if you talk to friends, you realize, oh, wow, we're all going through the same thing in different versions of it. So I do feel we are globally changing, and whatever personal work we're doing is part of that. And I still have my moments where I have to go through the non-peace, and yet I feel the peace is more coming in now, and really zero tolerance of some of the illusions. Like, I was talking to a friend yesterday who I hope may be calling in this morning, and just like the moment some things are out of your mouth before you've even finished the sentence, there is a conscious part of us saying, nope, that's you're actually projecting that onto someone else, and you know that isn't true. And it's a compassionate voice, and it's a voice that I feel is become more loud, and just like self-correction and illumination of like, no, well, you know, that's kind of an old part of you talking, and it's not really the truth, and it's immediate. And it was so funny that he said the same thing that I was feeling. You don't even get to the end of your sentence without realizing, oh my God, that is not actually my truth. So I do feel we're being raised a lot higher in our consciousness of what we say to each other, what we're thinking, and we've done all the work for years and years and years on ourselves, and it may feel intense at times and like, wow, what's changing around me, but the change for me is inside, and that was the change that Jesus was helping us with. It's the inside, 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 and not to look to the outer for too much confirmation, although if one does look outside, really, truly, there is confirmation that we are shifting. And I just pulled the fairy card. I have these fairy healing with the fairy cards, and as you were speaking, Rhonda, I got the card Breaking Free. So there we are.
Oh, Breaking Free. Yes, it fits with literally what we're experiencing, not only in all of 2013, but at the end of the year here of 2013, breaking free from the binds, the illusions. I see the binds as simply illusions, that it's really illusions that have been restricting us all this time. And once we step out of the illusions, we step totally out of the restrictions, and we are free to completely be that Christ energy, to be the I Am Self, and to be at the fullness of all that we're meant to be.
Yeah, and so perhaps today, as we're doing the show and people are tuning in, perhaps in these last 16 days of this month of the Gregorian calendar, which is what we operate by on this particular reality at the moment, perhaps we could, although it's Chinese New Year and there's Jewish New Year and there's Mayan New Year, however, we do tend to work with this calendar, and it is a time of forming intentions, and intentions are very powerful. In Sanskrit, they're called viveka, ashiward. No, viveka is discrimination. I have to remember the word for intention. Sankalpa. Intention, sankalpa. So what is our sankalpa for the rest of this year, these 16 days? What can we set as an intention before we do turn to the new year? And what could we ask of ourselves and really offer to the fire of the violet flame and to the fire of the mantras and to the fire of the decrees? What could we offer to that now as we maybe set our resolutions? It's very common to set a resolution on New Year's Eve. And not like it, oh, I'm, but, well, could be I'm going to quit smoking or something. That's a good thing. So perhaps we could set a little higher intention of, what do I wish to create in my new year? What do I wish to create in my life? What do I wish to create that's lasting and that's really going to get me up and out every day? What is it that truly my heart is crying for, my heart is longing for? And perhaps we could think about that and put that out there from our heart, a at the beginning of this show and just meditate on that. But what is it that we wish to bring in, and what is it that we do wish to surrender and break free from? It may be a good thing to think about for the rest of the show and for the rest of this year and whatever we are doing in our practices and in our daily lives, because our daily lives is the practice as well. I'll hand you over to Michael.
Okay.
And I think we do have my friend on the line.
Right. And also I'd like to call on Kathleen. So we've got a few people here on the line. Would your friend like to talk? Because we can also call on her. Which area code number is she?
I think Kathleen is 302.
Right. Okay, Kathleen, you're unmuted. If you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear what's been happening to you this week.
Hi there, everybody. When I think about peace, and I've been, a member of peace movements and done many a peace vigil, I have come to understand as time goes on that peace begins with the individual and the inside of someone's heart. And in the last week, we've been working on publishing a website describing a Rose Light Nexus here in Wilmington, Delaware. And one of the things that I understood during this period of time was, well, first, do what the Ascended Masters tell you to do, because I got a whole lot of physical responses to spiritual unreadiness and unwillingness. But more so, at the end of getting that all together, I understood that there were parts of me that are just fundamentally out of alignment. And if I want to be the caretaker to this place, this beautiful focus, that peace is the key. So I wasn't really surprised this morning to hear that we were doing a service about peace. And I'm asking myself, as Jewel said, at this time, what fire of peace can I bring to the things I do, to my decrees, to my daily work, to my relationships and my family? Peace, sometimes, for those of us who are intellectually inclined and have a very active monkey mind, peace doesn't sound like as much fun. But I really had it brought to me today that if I'm so busy in my ego that I'm not reflecting peace everywhere that I go, I'm harming not just myself and my state of mind, but the state of mind of everyone I contact, everyone I touch, the person at the deli, and every person. What I understood today was that peace is like a seed. Like when you make, I don't know if you've ever made rock candy, you make a super saturated solution of sugar water, and then you drop something into there, and the rock candy starts crystallizing around it. Sometimes people use a little cardamom seed, or a little piece of string. You can't eat the string. But we crystallize peace from it being in our heart, from it being planted there, and like rock candy, it grows outward from that heart, out to the rest of our body in health, outward to our mind and our feelings, and outward from there to the world around us. And on this day, I am making the call, in the name I am that I am. Beloved peace and aloha, plant that seed matrix in my heart today. Plant it and let it grow. And may I nurture it every single day. Because that's how we save the world, one little seed inside our heart. So I will pass this back to our host, Rhonda, right now. And I look forward to hearing from everyone today.
Well, thank you, Kathleen, for sharing that. And It's really a beautiful way to look at peace. So I appreciate your sharing. And if any of our other callers would like to share at this time, please go ahead and click on one so that we know. Raise your hand and we'll call on you. In the meantime, is Michael there? Did he want to share? Okay, I'm not hearing anything on your end. Either you're muted or you didn't realize, perhaps. Okay, I do have a flag up from area code 440, so I'm going to call on area code 440. You're on the air. Please just tell us your first name and what you'd like to share with us.
Area code 440. Yes, hi, this is Christopher. Hello, Jewel and Rhonda. Good to hear both of you and good to hear everybody who's going to be speaking on this this line. I'm glad to tune in. I'm actually driving into nature right now, so I just want to speak briefly and just really I wanted to pop in and say hello. I'm present. I'm here. I'm listening. And really the topic of discussion is very synchronistic to what I've been dealing with and what I've been working with, and just kind of bouncing off of our last caller. I think it was Kathy, I believe. Talking about that seed of peace inside you, and how the peace the peace in the world starts with yourself. You know, I've been coming to many revelations about. I'm at an age where I can foresee. I'm 29, so my Saturn return is almost up next month, actually. So I'm at a culminating point of my life that's really just beginning. And as I step into maturity and adulthood, and as I just the natural feelings of like children come to mind, I really thought about how every single thought, every single action right now is informing and providing information into my cells and into my vibrational field, and you're really informing my children right now, and really even furthermore, just informing the universe right now. It's echoing out and rippling out into every single facet of the universe. So, it really really shifted my perspective of owning a great deal of responsibility for what I'm thinking and what I'm feeling, and saying, I can't just wait until the child comes or whatever it is until I make those adjustments in my life. Right now it's happening, and it's happening for everybody, and I'm informing everyone that's connected to me. So it's really owning this responsibility of my actions and of my thoughts and of my feelings, and it just has taken it to a whole new level that I really didn't see before. And what's really alive for me right now, and just bouncing off of what Jewel was saying, at this Master Moore energy that's been coming through, just really in the past month, my patience has really, right now it's getting a lot better, but I went through a big phase of, and I still am, of not having a very low tolerance for illusionary acts and illusionary talk and discussion. And really, my voice is coming out compassionately, but it's coming out almost instantaneously when I hear or see something like that. Because I feel like, we're all getting to a point where we can't continue living anymore like this. We've gone through so many, how many thousands of years or hundreds of years of living in illusion, cycling, and I feel like those that are sensitive right now and those that are aware are tired of it, and we're not going to stand for it anymore, and that's what I feel like is happening right now. And to continue this train of thought, I was really, I've been doing a lot of deep thinking about, all the quote-unquote messiahs of our time. Our quote-unquote saviors, or enlightened beings who just so happen to have gained mass popularity. And I look at it throughout the course of history, right? We have Christ coming into our field and releasing a lot of light into this world. And of course, what is the response to that from those dark entities, those dark beings that don't want that light? They want to come in and even amplify their darkness even more. So we went through that. We had this burst of light, and then we went through the Dark Ages, you know, and then we came out of the Dark Ages, and we had the Age of Enlightenment. And then, you know, we are culturally, we've been going through these waves of burst of light, then darkness, burst of light, then darkness. And at each point where there's been a burst of light, it seems that there has culturally, out of necessity, been a particular person who has catalyzed or has played the archetype of the Christ, of the Buddha, of the Muhammad, whatever culture. And it seems that at each point, depending on what culture, I feel like the media is key for this to spread. You know, think of the Roman cultures. The Romans had printed media, and so you know, Jesus' story was able to travel vastly. And you know, you think of other cultures who have probably had similar beings who maybe aren't as popular because the media wasn't established. So I have a strong feeling that we're coming into a time where beings that are not afraid to wake up, because we feel it in each other. We're looking at each other, waiting for the right moment to really come out. And when it's safe, because we've tried this how many times, and how many times we've been struck down, because the climate has not been right. But I feel we're stepping into a year. We're stepping into a year when the climate is going to be just right for all of us to drop our masks, to come out culturally, and what's going to bind us and what's going to help us spread, I feel, is going to be the media. We're so interconnected. Look at what we're doing right now. You know, the technology is allowing us to do, and especially the Internet. So I feel like I just feel like we're going to be moving into something pretty intense and pretty serious, and it's going to hit a point. It's going to hit this flicker point, or it's just going to flicker. It's going to strike the kindling in the right way, and it's going to run. So I'm excited for what's to come. It's not going to come with a lot of more work to do. Personally, digging through all the shadow work, all the muck, really working through it in ourselves, because we're doing it for the world as well. And unless we know we really try and face that, it's not going to happen. So more work is needed, but I'm so optimistic. But
right.
I feel like that's what I wanted to say. Thank you so much for letting me share my voice.
Oh, thank you, Christopher. And I think we're a lot of us are in agreement that now is the time to come out of the shadows. Now is the time to come out of secret. A lot of these teachings were given in secret in the past, and now is the time to move forward in the light and to truly accept and put forth the truth and not even be concerned, because you're right. In the past, it was stopped. In the past, it was opposed. And now it's like it has the darkness has no more power to oppose or to stop the light. The light is moving. It's a free-flowing movement. It's moving forward, and it's we're going. We're moving. We're building. And so it's I think that's what 2013 was all about, is just this feeling that now we can't be stopped. We're an unstoppable movement, and we're going. We're charging forward, and the light is winning. The light truly is winning. And the more it seems as though we're losing, the more you have to realize we really are moving. So Michael is also on the line right now. And Michael, would you like to share before we move into our book group? I'm not sure if there's something wrong with the headset. Michael, we're not hearing you.
All right, sorry.
All right, hello. Yeah, I've been having a couple mic issues today. But we are in our new studio here in the new house, and I'm not sure why it hasn't worked yet. But anyway, good to be here on By the Flame Saturday, and thanks very much for everyone who shared. Really beautiful stuff being shared today. Yeah, and welcome, Chris. Nice to have you on the show. Good to hear your voice, and thank you for that hard inspiration that came through you today. And thanks, Kathleen, for your beautiful inspiration. And Chris spent some time with us in Mount Shasta, and we actually ended up doing some video work when we were up there. So Chris happens to have a specialty or a gift in the media sort of area, I might say, and I'm really looking forward to seeing more of Chris's creations that are going to help bring light to the darkness through the media. And certainly the media is one place that the world needs a lot of love right now, and there's been a lot of corrupted media, a lot of media that's really pushing the kind of materialism kind of idea and separation and trying to create war even to some extent or another in the past. So it's very important to have media that is a sword of truth, and that sword of truth pierces the illusion that there needs to be a physical war to solve problems, and really exposes the lie at the top level of the false media that that we need to keep following people outside of ourselves who are sending us against each other, and recognize the truth that the light is within each and every one of us, and each and every soul is a beautiful divine being and deserves that same respect. And when we learn to really respect ourselves and enter into a more peaceful state of being within ourselves, then hopefully that will quickly reflect all around the world, and we'll find ourselves living in a world filled with much more peace and abundance than we even imagined possible, mainly because we're willing to change ourselves, we're willing to work on ourselves. And the idea of there being a Messiah, well, I'm really feeling strongly that the Messiah will awaken within us, and we will find we have a deep guru, a deep master, a deep lineage of light that's right available in our own hearts, and that voice of that guru will begin to have much stronger access to us within our hearts. And that guru is our Christ self, and it's the Holy Spirit, and it's the divine beings of light, the ascended masters, and they're available directly in our hearts. And so today, on this Violet Flame Saturday, we're going to be giving the service to world peace. We're going to be calling in a lot of light to those areas in our world that need that light. And this is very key work. It does allow for Archangel Uriel, for Gautama Buddha, for Jesus, for the Ascended Masters, Archangel Michael and his Blue Flame Legions of Light, to be empowered to come into those places on our planet that have threatened separation or war, and come into those places in ourselves that have created division or created suffering, and really allow us to be centered in that pure divine purpose to bring the kingdom of heaven to planet Earth by bringing the kingdom of heaven within ourselves. And I'm very excited. I'm very grateful to be able to join this team here today, which is a team of light, saying we are the Christ. We are the ones we've been waiting for, and the Christ lives in each and every one of us, and we're very excited to allow that light to flow through us, to be the light on the hill for all to see, and for many, many other lights to be lit on hills today as our hearts are connected one by one into the ascended realms and here on Freedom Star. So thanks for having me here, and looking forward to giving today's decrees. And just a quick intro into the decrees. There's a decree booklet. You can click on it, open it up in the description of this radio show. And if you choose to give the decrees with us, you will find that they are very empowering, they're very powerful in healing, and they do give a dispensation of light for our own soul's journey as we give this call together. It's a very powerful work, very helpful work, and it certainly adds treasures in the kingdom of heaven, which we could see as light in our causal body that eventually we gain access to. So there is that benefit to our own soul journey, but certainly it's very helpful for the world as well and helpful for our own families and environment. So bringing in light is a fun thing to do, and I hope to be able to join you today in bringing in some light, all the listeners.
Okay, thank you, Michael, and thank you, everyone, for sharing today your understanding of Christ's peace. So now we'll move into the booklet itself, and the booklet is Bringing in World Peace, a beautiful picture that I would love to know who actually created and drew this picture, and if you ever are able to contact us, please do so. I love the dove in the center of the earth with the olive branch in his mouth and all the people standing around the rim holding hands and welcoming each other as one, all the different many types of peoples of the world. So as we do this, let us remember our unity with each other. I'd like to start with the Daily Tube of Light call. Michael, you're not muted. Would you like me to mute on this end, or are you able to?
Yeah, we will bring it in, and I'd just like to open up with a song as well.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Bring us in together. We just want to check.
Can you hear us?
Okay. We heard
can you hear
you
us?
Heard on like 10 times. There was a complete echo, and you said, can you hear us? And it echoed about 10 more times. Very beautiful echo if I'm standing in a canyon, but it didn't work too well on the radio.
Is that better?
Yes, that's very good.
Okay. Okay, so if we just center ourselves, I'm just gonna sing a very quick song to just bring us all together now after we've had our conversations and to come out of the realm of the mind and the busyness and whatever we've been doing. And Michael and I went to see The Hobbit last night, so I'm just still, my four lower bodies are definitely recovering from that as much as it was fun. So I'm just going to sing this little circle song that I wanted to get in before we lose perhaps some of the callers. In this circle, no fear. In this circle, deep peace. In this circle, great happiness. In this circle, safety. In this circle, no fear. In this circle, deep peace. In this circle, great happiness. In this circle, safety. In this circle, safety. In this circle, safety.
Okay, so we're going to move into the Tube of Light, and Rhonda, you can share who you'd like to lead that. So the Tube of Light is on the first page of the Ascension Owl booklet.
Okay, so let us give the Daily Tube of Light call and really seat ourselves in oneness as we give this together. Mike, I am true self within. Alpha and Omega, O heaven descend, and fill my being, my auric field, with a mighty, brilliant white ovoid shield. Into my field blaze violet fire, freeing flame of lightning power, transmuting all dross of human creation, freeing my soul from all false separation. I am now one with my I am source, merging with the all-powerful force, connecting me to all beings in kind, loving oneness with all mankind. Tube of light, strengthen my being, violet fire, blazing, singing. Protect, defend, and lift my soul. Mighty I am presence, I am whole. And Kathleen, if you'll give one, please.
Almighty I am, true self within, Alpha and Omega, O heaven, descend, and fill my being, my auric field, with a mighty, brilliant, white, ovoid shield. Into my field blaze violet fire, freeing flame of lightning power, transmuting all dross of human creation, freeing my soul from all false separation. I am now one with my I am source, merging with the all-powerful force, connecting me to all beings in kind, loving oneness with all mankind. Tube of light, strengthen my being, violet fire, blazing, singing, protect, defend, and lift my soul. Mighty I am presence, I am whole.
And Chris, can you lead one?
Hello? Yep, I can. Mighty I am, true self within, Alpha and Omega, O heaven, descend, and fill my being, my auric field, with a mighty, brilliant, white, ovoid shield. Into my field blaze violet fire, freeing flame of lightning power, transmuting all dross of human creation, freeing my soul from all false separation. I am now one with my I am source, merging with the all-powerful force, connecting me to all beings in kind, loving oneness with all mankind. Tube of light, strengthen my being, violet fire, blazing, singing, protect, defend, and lift my soul. Mighty I am present, I am whole.
And Michael and Joel, would you like to give one on your end?
Almighty I am. Sorry, we have two technologies. Almighty I am, true self within, Alpha and Omega, O heaven descend, and fill my being, my auric field, with a mighty, brilliant, white, ovoid shield. Into my field blaze violet fire, freeing flame of lightning power, transmuting all dross of human creation, freeing my soul from all false separation. I am now one with my I am source, merging with the all-powerful force, connecting me to all beings in kind, loving oneness with all mankind. Cube of light, strengthen my being, violet fire, believe in me, protect, defend, and lift my soul, my fury and presence, I am whole. And, Rhonda.
Okay, so thank you, everyone, for giving that. And we would like to move over to Kathleen. And Kathleen, what I would like is if you would give the opening call for world peace and the mantra, and then pass it over to your husband. We'd love to hear a song from him.
Sounds great, Rhonda. I'll get him into the room here. Oh, you, it's time. Okay, let's go ahead and give this opening invocation, an opening call for world peace. In the name I am that I am, we call forth the flame of peace for each of us and for all mankind. It is our divine destiny to live life in peace with one another, and so we call it forth as a gift from on high. We own individual and world peace as real and manifest in our lives today. We call to the beloved blue flame masters to blaze fiery balls of blue flame into our entire consciousness, being, and world. Cut us free from all momentums of inharmony and conflict, anger, and the sense of separation that goes with conflict and war. In oneness with the flame of peace within our souls, we call for the protection and clearing of our auras, communities, and countries to manifest world peace for all mankind. Amen. God Harmony is here today. God Harmony is fully manifest our way. God Harmony is here today. God Harmony is fully manifest our way. God Harmony is here today. God Harmony is fully manifest our way. I'll be turning this over to my husband, Jim, who is going to be singing a song that comes from the Jesus People movement of the late 60s and early 70s. It is a beautiful, beautiful song that just explains and clarifies and brings to mind the idea that peace comes when we stop fighting against God's will, against our our egotistical desires to be something. And when we surrender to Him, in that is the greatest peace that we know. So here's Jim.
Jesus broke the wild horse in my heart, and He rounded up all my sinfulness and the dark, and He chased all the wolves from my door, and He gave me a love that I've never had before. And He showed me the way to the green grass of love on the hills of His wide open reign. And He said it was mine if I just follow Him. So I'm here now to stay, to live day by day, and to follow His wonderful way. Jesus broke the wild horse in my heart, and we sat down, He broke some bread, and He gave me wine. And He kindled a fire in my soul. Then He dug me a well where His living waters flow. Then He showed me the way to the green grass of love on the hills of His wide open reign. And He said it was mine if I just follow Him. And so I'm here now to stay, to live day by day, and follow His wonderful. Jesus broke the wild horse in my heart.
All right.
Very nice. Thank you so much, Jim. And I love those old 60s and 70s songs back in the day when folk songs were sung everywhere you turned. Someone had a guitar standing on a street corner with a little basket beside him where you could toss him a few coins and hear these wonderful songs. And today they're still relevant in our hearts as the opening of freedom, because that's when freedom first started to express itself, and when the hippie generation began to understand that we were all one in our hearts. So it's still relevant today as we affirm our oneness with each other. Now, one of the important things in the booklet is to call to Archangel Michael, because Archangel Michael helps to seal us in a foundation of protection so that our hearts, our souls, our light that we call and invoke forth today, it's all protected from anything, misuse, anything that could cause it to perhaps move in an out of alignment direction. So we call to Archangel Michael to help keep us sealed and keep us safe and secure. Kathleen, what I'd like to ask is if you could go ahead and give the first one, and we'll pass this one around.
Sure. Let's go with the call to Archangel Michael. Very, very important call. Don't go a day without it. In the name I am that I am, beloved Archangel Michael, mighty Hercules, beloved Lunello, Master Moore, and the angels of the blue lightning ray, holy Christ selves of all mankind, we decree for world peace and the raising of the earth into freedom's star. You can add your personal prayers and calls here.
So in the name I am that I am, we'll just make a general call to you. We call in Archangel Michael and those blue flame angels and Elohim, Hercules, Master Moore, and God's blue flame into every household in America, every household with one that is from the I Am race, one that is entering into a new cycle of being, souls that are choosing to be more. So right now, cut us loose, set us free from all that is holding us back from manifesting our divine perfection and from seeing what is illusion and surrendering it easily and gracefully into the waves of the divine. And we're calling in Archangel Michael and those blue flame legions into all the houses of governance on planet Earth and Freedom Star to remove that those forces of duality, separation, and that which in the past has created war, including the energies behind that, any energies in the astral realm that have been subjecting humanity to separation or duality or war, are removed, transformed, transmuted this day in the light of God. Peace and aloha and Gautama Buddha and the Buddhic consciousness is manifest over every governance house on this planet and Freedom Star eternally now. Om Namah Shivaya. Let God be, let God's will crystallize. To give this decree.
Lord Michael's sword of shimmering blue, intense action of sapphire hue, blazing through the darkest clouds, stripping away the enveloping shroud. Blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light encircle, round us, shatter all illusions, strip away delusions, bless Michael's might, God, blue flame light. Lord Michael, show us God direction, the path to our Christ resurrection. Ascension now is our great plan, God victory, the goal at hand. Blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light encircle, round us, shatter all illusions, strip away delusions, bless Michael's might, God, blue flame light. Lord Michael, to thy light we bow, we stand with thee and make the vow, the Christ within is now without, thy blue flame cape is all about. Blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light encircle, round us, shatter all illusions, strip away delusions, bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Lord Michael, standing tall and firm, from thee there is so much to learn. God's will, our motto, and our guide, to heaven's gate our soul does glide. Blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light encircle, round us, shatter all illusions, strip away delusions, bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Charge me with thy blue flame light, pierce me with thy blue flame sword, blaze through me with lightning fire, burn me in God's sacred pyre. I am pure action in God's name, I am the light of freedom's flame. I am God's will, divine direction, ascension now, my resurrection. And back to Michael.
There. Lord Michael's sword of shimmering blue, intense action of sapphire hue, blazing through the darkest clouds, stripping away the enveloping shroud. Blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light encircle round us, shatter all illusions, strip away delusions, bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Lord Michael, show us God's direction, the path to our Christ resurrection. Ascension now is our great plan, God victory, the goal at hand. Blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light encircle round us, shatter all illusions, strip away delusions, bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Lord Michael, to thy light we bow, we stand with thee and make the vow, the Christ within is now without, thy blue flame cape is all about. Blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light encircle round us, shatter all illusions, strip away delusions, bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Lord Michael, standing tall and firm, from thee there is so much to learn. God's will our motto and our guide, to heaven's gate our soul does glide. Blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light encircle round us, shatter all illusions, strip away delusions, bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Charge me with thy blue flame light, pierce me with thy blue flame sword, blaze through me with lightning fire, burn me in God's sacred power. I am pure action. In God's name, I am the light of freedom's flame. I am God's will, divine direction, ascension now, my resurrection.
Lord Michael's sword of shimmering blue, intense action of sapphire hue, blazing through the darkest cloud, stripping away the enveloping shroud. blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light, circle around us, shatter all illusions, destroy illusions, bless Michael's might, as blue flame light. Lord Michael, show us God direction, the path to our Christ resurrection. Ascension now is our great plan, God victory, the goal at hand. Blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light, encircle around us, shatter all illusions, destroy illusions, bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Lord Michael, to thy light we bow, we stand with thee and make the vow. The Christ within is now without, thy blue flame cape is all about. Blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light, encircle around us, shatter all illusions, destroy illusions, bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Lord Michael, standing tall and firm, from thee there is so much to learn. God's will, our motto, and our guide, to heaven's gate our souls is glide. Blue flame light before, behind us, blue flame light, encircle around us, shatter all illusions, destroy illusions, bless Michael's might, God's blue flame light. Charge me with thy blue flame light, pierce me with thy blue flame sword, blaze through me with lightning fire, burn me in God's sacred fire. I am pure action in God's name, I am the light of freedom's fame. I am God's will, divine direction, ascension now, my resurrection. And let us feel it together. We accept this prayer manifest in full power here and now throughout the planet to bless all souls of light, transcend all areas of darkness, and raise all into ascension's light. Almighty I am in me, I am in thee, thyself in me. Thy victory is mine, thy heart divine. God seals all in pure love sublime. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am. And now we move to the invocation to the violet flame to transmute all conflict and war. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? And that's what's going to happen in a full golden age, is there will be no more conflict and war because there will be harmony and peace. Everyone working together in one great design. And yet, also acknowledging our individuality. It's not like we're turning into the Borg or anything like that. No, this is a true owning that we are each individual snowflakes, having something to offer to the whole, and that we are one with each other as we do that. And so what another experience is, we experience as well. So let us give this invocation to the violet flame to transmute all conflict and war. And Christopher, are you able to pick this up in the booklet, and can you give this invocation and start the mantra and then pass it around?
Excuse me. Is it the violet frame decree? Is that what we're looking at?
We're starting with the invocation to the violet flame to transmute all conflict and war. It's on page 5 of the booklet. It actually says page 4 at the bottom of the page, but it's page 5 if you're counting PDF.
Okay, I'm just happen to be going off of a booklet that Jewel had given to me a little bit ago, and it says page 7, Violet Flame Decree.
Back up a couple of pages, if you can.
No, what we're looking at, Rhonda, is Chris has a booklet that has all the decrees, but it's not today's Violet Flame Saturday booklet. So Chris could probably some decrees if you're around. Chris, that'd be great. As far as the invocations, Rhonda, those will have to be, done when someone has a booklet.
I hear you. Okay, so Michael and Jill, would you like to give this invocation then on your end and pass around the mantra?
Sure. Actually, I saw a bumper sticker about a week ago, and it said, war is over. I might have said that. It said something like it anyway, but basically that's what it said. And, it actually resonated with me that war is over and that there have been those potentials or plots planned, the conspiracies to have these places turn into some kind of, big war zones out there. I can't so clear, but that is not happening. And war really is over on this planet. It's not fashionable anymore. People are recognizing that their brothers and sisters come from every other country. I mean, here where I'm at, there's people from all over the world, and they're all people just like anybody else. There's good people. There's people that are confused. There's beautiful souls in every country, regardless of their religion, ethnicity, beliefs, or background. And it's just time to recognize that going ahead and getting all together, one group versus another group, is just no longer the way we need to live on Freedom Star. It doesn't bring benefit to our families. It doesn't bring safety. It doesn't bring purpose. And it really just brings destruction. So it's time now that we all claim that together. War is over. And this planet is a planet of freedom and God, peace and aloha. And in that peace, we're actually entering into the age of freedom. So as you said, Ron, it's certainly not about being all the same. In fact, it's about being incredibly, incredibly, and almost infinitely more diverse than we could even imagine, where each city has its own unique flame. Each house has its own unique flame. Everywhere we go is conscious and alive. The forests are alive. The elementals are out again with us. The angels surround us. There are portals to infinity wherever we look. And love is simply just a way of being all around and within us in a very magical and wonderful way, each with their own divine plan and mission. Very, very unique way of living in this golden age. So let's give the invocation to the violet flame to transmute all conflict and war and bring in that age, eternal age of God, peace and aloha in the age of freedom. So together, in the name I am, we call for the violet flame to come forth and transmute all conflict and war, and those who would seek to incite these conflicts for profit, power, and world domination are bound and clear, transform, transmute those energies. We're going to now go to the next sentence. We call for the clearing of all false motivations behind conflicts and wars and bring peace into the hearts of all people. Still our hearts of all false desires of inharmony and conflict with each other, and blaze violet flame to transmute all causes of war this day. And we call together the mantra. We lovingly join hand to hand, blazing peace throughout the land. We lovingly join hand to hand, blazing peace throughout the land. We lovingly join hand to hand, blazing peace throughout the land. We lovingly join hand to hand, blazing peace throughout the land. We lovingly join hand to hand, blazing peace throughout the land. We lovingly join hand to hand, blazing peace throughout the land. We lovingly join hand to hand, blazing peace throughout the land. We lovingly join hand to hand, blazing peace throughout the land. We lovingly join hand to hand, blazing peace throughout the land.
We lovingly join hand in hand, blazing peace throughout the land. We lovingly join hand in hand, blazing peace throughout the land. We lovingly join hand in hand, blazing peace throughout the land. Kathleen?
We lovingly join hand to hand, blazing peace throughout the land. We lovingly join hand to hand, blazing peace throughout the land. We lovingly join hand to hand, blazing peace throughout the land.
And Christopher, if you'd like to give that mantra.
We lovingly join hand-to-hand blazing peace throughout the land. We lovingly join hand-to-hand blazing peace throughout the land. We lovingly join hand-to-hand blazing peace throughout the land.
Thank you. And now we move into Bless the Earth with Violet Light. And we're going to give this decree one time through so that we can move forward in the booklet. So I'll go ahead and give this together. In the name I am that I am, Saint Germain and all cosmic beings and hierarchs of the violet flame, we call for the transmutation of all throughout the planet that is lack of full, beautiful harmony, all conflicts and wars, all negatives, out of alignment states, angers and intent for greed and manipulation and things that may be leading to these conflicts and wars. And we ask now that the violet flame go forth, blaze into these areas and pockets where the violet flame is needed to transmute and transform and bring us back into full alignment with the pure love of Almighty God together. Saint Germain infused the earth with a mighty miracle, violent girth. Transformers, karma purify, the emotional bout now sanctify. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue. Shower the seas with a purple hue. Miracle rings of violet light. Blaze forth from cosmic beams of light. Transmute the cosmic core of fear. Hold in your arms all those so dear. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue. Shower the seas with a purple hue. Flames of violet, lightning ray, transmute all causes of war, we pray. Send legions of angels into the fray. Stop the conditions of war this day. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue. Shower the seas with a purple hue. Explosions of violet, shattering fire. Blaze forth upon the earth, we pray. Bring us peace, transmute the dire, darkest predictions of the day. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue, shower the seas with a purple hue. Bless the people of the earth with a miracle of great rebirth. Raise us all to a whole new page, ascend the earth to a golden age. Bless the earth with violet light and fill the skies with purple and white. Ring the oceans with violet blue. Shower the seas with a purple hue. Dakota, saturate the earth with violet light, mighty violet ray of light. Saturate the earth with violet light, mighty violet ray of light. Saturate the earth with violet light, mighty violet ray of light. We accept this prayer manifest in full power here and now throughout the planet. To bless all souls of light, transmute all areas of darkness, and raise all into ascension's light. Almighty I am in me, I am in thee, thyself in me. Thy victory is mine, thy hope divine. God seals all in pure love sublime. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am. And now we're going to move to the invocation for the balance of yin and yang. And Kathleen, if you'd like to go ahead and leave that and move into the mantra, and we can pass around that mantra.
In the name I am, we call to beloved Archangel Uriel and the angels of peace for the balance of our individual energies of the Father, Mother, God in us. Blaze forth violet flame to balance our threefold flame in the heart and bring forth our true victory as Father and Mother in one. Amen. Peace be still, our hearts are one. Peace infill, our victory is won. Peace be still, our hearts are one. Peace infill, our victory is won. Peace be still, our hearts are one. Peace infill, our victory is won. Over to Michael and Jewel.
Peace be still, our hearts are one. Peace and fill, our victory is won. Peace be still, our hearts are one. Peace and fill, our victory is won. Peace be still, our hearts are one. Peace and fill, our victory is won. Chris, would you like to share this one?
Peace be
still, our hearts are one. Peace and fill, our victory is won. No worries. I know you're on the road. So in the name, we are moving into one of my favorites. They're all my favorites. And bless the earth with violet light always reminds me of the Brits. Ray of Light and Vanessa and Bob back in England. So I love that decree and they love that decree. And then this next one, I really love this Archangel Uriel. Not a lot of people maybe know about him and I'm still learning about him myself. He is on the peace ray, on the solar plexus ray, the purple ray, and he is with his beautiful Uriel and Aurora, like the beautiful aurora in the sky that you can see in the northern hemisphere. And he has come to me as an angel of peace and given us talks about being a peace warrior for our peace and a defender of our peace. And then when we come from our peace and that stillness inside that the gurus help show us, the Satgurus, that we can live our worldly life and yet be very peaceful inside, no matter, even if we're excited or we're running, or we might be running away from a bull chasing us. And we still have, not many people have that experience, but you might if you live in Spain. And do you still have that, it's a good metaphor for the world around us, like bulls charging at us. And that can be city life, or that can be dealing with traffic or whatever energy is around us. And to just really have that stillness inside. And so when we come from that stillness, we don't even need to say any words. Our presence really affects the field that we're in, affects the place, the store, the home, the complex, the country, and the city. And I love him. I have him by the bed to help me sleep and his lullabies. And I'm really, really grateful to the beautiful Archangel, which I wish I knew a little bit more about. And Kathleen, maybe you have some information on Uriel. I know you studied the Masters a lot. And if you want to add anything, and then we'll go into the decree, which is one of my favorite decrees to do by a body of water, like Lake Shasta. Up by Lake Siskiyou in Shasta was my favorite place, and now by the bay here, just the still waters that represent Archangel Uriel, I feel, and always inspires me to do this decree.
Well, Jewel, Uriel is a Hebrew word that means God is my light. And you know, we are, as light bearers and light workers, we work with not just the frequencies of light, which is a very powerful thing to understand, but we also work with the knowledge that light is a solvent to despair. It's a solvent that wipes away negativity. Just as you can't turn on a light bulb in a room and have darkness still be there as it was. The light of Uriel is meant to go into a situation where there are old records of pain, of fear, of everything that is not peace, that is not love, and that is not victory, and kindly and gently heal that with light. We all are stepping in, as you said earlier, into the age past the Mayan prophecy. And in this age, light will heal. In this age, light will feed and nourish and empower people in ways that will be so easy to see if your eyes are open. And so when we call to Uriel for the light of peace, we are saying that God's light is the light of peace. So I call to Uriel and Aurora quite a bit, and also to the Elohim of the sixth ray, who are peace and aloha. And so, yes, this light, I accept this light today, I imbibe this light today, and I outflow this light today. Back to you, Jules.
Peace, aloha, peace, aloha, peace, aloha. Thank you, Uriel. And last night in a movie, we actually heard the words, there is no light that can illuminate this darkness, that was coming from a shadowy character in the movie. And it was very amusing to me because, in fact, the light, when the light comes on, the darkness cannot exist in the face of any light. It actually goes away when you switch the light on. And that's all there is to it. And so it's very interesting that this movie is out at this time, and the darkness was attempting to say that you cannot quench me, and yet the truth is there is no darkness when the light turns on, and that's pretty much all we have to do, and that's what we're doing in this service together. All right, Kathleen, I'm going to let you lead this decree because I really feel your connection to Uriel, and I will hand the baton over of my beloved Uriel. And perhaps because we're focusing on peace, we could do this three times so we can pass it around.
Great. In the name I am that I am, Jesus Christ, our ascended Lady Master Nada, Elohim, peace and aloha, Archangel Uriel and his legions of purple and gold flame angels, elemental life, fire, air, water, and earth, we decree for peace to pass all understanding in every heart. Peace begins in the heart. We pray for peace to pass all understanding in every seat of government, in every seat of power, in every corporation, organization, group, fellowship, committee, in any organization in the world where there is a possibility of discord. We rebuke the spirit of discord this day, and we call to replace it with the spirit of peace and of God light through Archangel Uriel. O Uriel, come to me, I pray, blazing gold and purple ray, raise my solar plexus light, vibrations ascending by your might. Archangel Uriel, Lord of peace, come to my being and now release all fears, worries, and thoughts of mine. I now know myself as divine. O Uriel, teach me how to serve, so in God's light I do deserve to be the Christ in every way and bring the dawn of a new day. Archangel Uriel, Lord of peace, come into my being and now release all fears, worries, and thoughts of mine. I now know myself as divine. O Uriel, come now, set me free. Angel of peace, serenity. Quiet the storm, peace, be still. Let it be done, only God's will. Archangel Uriel, Lord of peace, come into my being and now release all fears, worries, and thoughts of mine. I now know myself as divine. I pass it back to you, Jewel.
O Uriel, come to me, I pray, blazing golden purple ray, raise my solar plexus light, vibration sending by your might. Archangel Uriel, Lord of peace, come into my being and now release all fears, worries, and thoughts of mine. I now know myself as divine. O Uriel, teach me how to serve, so in God's light I do deserve to be the Christ in every way and bring the dawn of a new day. Archangel Uriel, Lord of peace, come to my being and now release all fears, worries, and thoughts of mine that kept me from knowing myself divine. O Uriel, come now, set me free, angel of peace, serenity, quiet the storm, peace be still, let it be done, only God's will. Archangel Uriel, Lord of peace, come into my being and now release all fears, worries, and thoughts of mine. I now know myself as divine. And we do have a coda that isn't in this booklet. We can say it together. I am at one with the Lord of peace. All fear and doubt I now release. I am at one with the Lord of peace. All fear and doubt I now release. I am at one with the Lord of peace. All fear and doubt I now release. I don't know if you're still with us, Chris, and do you have the Uriel decree in that booklet?
Chris is temporarily not with us. His phone's been dropping in and out.
Okay.
We can go ahead and see it now.
Well, that's two, so why don't we do one more? And I am feeling that we don't need to seal every prayer unless you disagree, but and we can move on. Yeah. So we'll give it one more time here, and I'd like to add a mantra, which is not in the booklet, but it is a well-known mantra that means, may all be beings be happy, may all beings be at peace. And it's a Sanskrit mantra. I'm going to add that at the end. So, together. O Uriel, come to me, I pray, blazing golden purple ray, raise my solar plexus light, vibrations ascending by your might. Archangel Uriel, Lord of peace, come into my being and now release all fears, worries, and thoughts of mine. I now know myself as divine. O Uriel, teach me how to serve, so in God's light I do deserve to be the Christ in every way and bring the dawn of a new day. Archangel Uriel, Lord of peace, come into my being and now release all fears, worries, and thoughts of mine that keep me from now divine. O Uriel, come now, set me free. Angel of peace, serenity, quiet the storm, peace be still, let it be done, only God's will. Archangel Uriel, Lord of peace, come into my being and now release all fears, worries, and thoughts of mine. I now know myself as divine. I am at one with the Lord of peace. All fear and doubt I now release. I am at one with the Lord of peace. All fear and doubt I now release. I am at one with the Lord of peace. All fear and doubt I now release. I'm going to get this mantra, and we'll put it up in the next show. I do want to have a show with more Indian Sanskrit and sacred mantras. I'm just going to give this one just to bring in the, may all beings be happy, may all beings be at peace. And you may know this, it's very well known. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Om shanti, shanti, shanti. Hari Om. Om shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace be still. Only God's will. And let's stay in that hot flame now and pass this back to Rhonda, to the rose flame of love. And I know Rhonda has one of the biggest hearts that I know of on this planet. She's so amazing and comes through all of her life experiences with a laugh and her chuckle. And just love your big heart, Rhonda. You remind me of Amaji and the beautiful hugging saint that we were just visiting. And I really feel this big pink rose is dedicated to your beautiful heart and your commitment to this path and the decrees and just carrying this heart flame. So I want to thank you for that, and I'm going to pass this back to you.
Joel, thank you. That's beautiful. And I know that I was talking to one of our dear friends the other day, and she says, well, how do I know that I am divine love? I am the manifestation of divine love. And I said, well, have you ever manifested divine love at any time in your life? And she goes, well, yes, I have. I mean, there's been times when I've truly felt divine love flowing through me. And see, the thing is if you have ever manifested divine love at all, then you are divine love. We all have different aspects of it and different amounts of it, and certainly not everyone's going to manifest it in the same way, at the same time, in the same direction that someone else like Amaji might do. This woman is remarkable and seems to be this beautiful divine love all the time, and it just never quits, and she's tireless in hugging and hugging and loving everyone around her. And so, you know, in comparison, we could think, oh, I'm not enough love. But yet, if you have love, then own it. Own what you do have. And then let the love itself decide how to manifest through you. Let it choose with who, when, where, and how, and how much. And just let the love itself express itself in whatever way it chooses. And then it may express itself as it does with Amaji, or it may express itself in the way that it does through you, Joel, which is a beautiful way, or through Kathleen, or through many other different ways. And the wonderful thing about love this week is Kathleen has created this new website about the Rose Light, and she has done so there in Wilmington, Delaware, where there is a statue to Rose Light and an anchoring of Rose Light's flame at this particular square. And see, the masters, they do step into this world of form, and they do anchor their light and their flames in various parts of the world for different reasons, to help bring in more of whatever office they may stand for. Well, Rose of Light is a beautiful ascended lady master who is now anchoring her light through this square in Wilmington, Delaware. And so we'll be able to experience more of that through her website later at the Peter Spencer Plaza. But it's truly a wonderful manifestation of Rose of Light. So as we give this invocation, I'd like for you to tune into that Rose Light flame that is being manifested at Peter Spencer Plaza and really feel the light coming through, and let yourself simply be that condition of Divine Mother Flame. Let let the light flow through you in whatever way it chooses to flow through and in whatever way it chooses to bless others. So I'm actually going to call upon Kathleen to lead this particular invocation and to begin this mantra and pass it around so that, Kathleen, you may want to also tell us a little bit about this square and about your feeling this week of why you felt so strongly to create this new website.
Thank you, Rhonda. I am so privileged to get to talk about this. You know, I'm just a little old lady in Wilmington, you know, this place that people pass by on Interstate 95 on their way to every place else. Peter Spencer Plaza is a memorial to the Reverend Peter Spencer and his wife, Annis Spencer, a good ascended master name there. They were the founders of Black Methodism in the United States. About a year ago, I was given the message that Anna Spencer was an incarnation of Rose of Light. We'll find out who Peter Spencer was soon. I know that is so, but they were holding off on that until I got this website together, and had taken a year to actually do it, here it is. The website is to identify this location so that students of the Ascended Masters can go to this place, whether in their finer bodies or as a pilgrimage, and experience the light of Rose of Light. Rose of Light is one of those masters about whom, up until now, we haven't known very much. And I anticipate that that will be rectified, and we will know much more about her. Along with Lady Master Nada, she is a powerful medium of God's love flame. Because perfect love casts out fear, there is also a fearlessness flame at Peter Spencer Plaza, which is a white flame with a tinge of green. It was placed there just recently by beloved Ray of Light, someone I didn't even know existed until this happened. So our website, we'll have it out on the Ascension Now website at some point to link to if everybody is willing. And we have, in this morning, since I published the site, six decrees have come out. So that is, it's so amazing. I am so happy. Anyway, let's get to this exactly right healing invocation to the Rose Flame of Love, which is abroad today throughout the world by the grace of God. In the name I am that I am, we call to the Rose Flame of Love to heal any tensions, irritations, dislikes of another, causes of separation from the whole and from each other, and bitterness in our souls leading to a state of inharmony or disease. Heal our inner psyches of these conditions and free us to manifest love to all of life in perfect harmony and wholeness with our true divine self and pure harmony with Mother Earth and all of life. I'll do the mantra three times, pass it back to Michael and Jewel's place. Rose flame of love, heart of mine, I am one with my true God design. Rose flame of love, heart of mine, I am one with my true God design. Rose flame of love, heart of mine, I am one with my true God design.
Rose flame of love, heart of mine, I am one with my true God design. Rose flame of love, heart of mine, I am one with my true God design. Rose flame of heart, rose flame of love, heart of mine, I am one with my true God design. Rhonda?
Rose flame of love, heart of mine, I am one with my true God design. Rose flame of love, heart of mine, I am one with my true God design. Rose flame of love, heart of mine, I am one with my true God design. And so we move on to the call to Nada for love's flame. And I'll go ahead and give this together. In the name of the beloved, mighty, victorious presence of God, I am in me, my beloved Holy Christ self, and Holy Christ selves of all mankind. I call to beloved Nada and her ministering angels to bring love's flame unto all of life, to bless all souls with the love and comfort of their mighty I am, and to awaken their souls and their hearts to holy purpose and light. In the name of the I am that I am, we do decree. A river of love flows ever outward from thy great heart to raise all upward. Blessed Nana in great living service, showering mankind thy magnificent purpose. Nana is called to every soul, singing the song of the whole. Awaken to love, everyone. We are all one in the sun, spreading comfort and love unto all, lifting from us the burdening shawl of darkness and strife, replaced by light, opening us to our inner sight. Nana is called to every soul, singing the song of the whole. Awaken to love, everyone. We are all one in the sun. Bring love forth unto all mankind. Help us to clear our minds. Help us shine. We call for the angels of ministry slain to comfort all in the I Am name. Nana is called to every soul, singing the song of the whole. Awaken to love, everyone. We are all one in the sun. And let us give the coda together. Love is the key. Help us to we make the call. Love replaces all. Love is the key. Help us to be. As we make the call, love replaces all. Love is the key. Help us to be. As we make the call, love replaces all. We accept this prayer manifest in full power here and now throughout the planet to bless all souls of light, transmute all areas of darkness, and infuse all with the rose flame of love. Almighty I am in me. I am in thee, thyself in me. Thy victory is mine, thy hope divine. God seals all in pure love divine. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am. And so we're going to give the next session, and then we'll move into a song. This is Invocation for the Healing of the Ley Lines and the Antikorana of Life. The Antikorana is the connectedness that we all have with each other. It's like little golden threads that connect us all in oneness with ourselves, with our I Am presences, our higher selves, and with the Ascended Masters, with all life. Let us give the invocation together. Beloved I Am Self and Ascended Hosts on the Violet Flame, Saint Germain Portia and Violet Flame Masters, blaze Violet Flame's transmutation flame into all ley lines and the Antikorana of life that connects us all to each other in oneness and unity. We'll give the mantra together. Clear the ley lines with violet fire. Reconnect and bring us higher. Clear the ley lines with violet fire. Reconnect and bring us higher. Clear the ley lines with violet fire. Reconnect and bring us higher. Kathleen, I'd like to pass it over to you to lead the violet flame decree, and we'll pass this one around.
This is a violet flame decree. Love that beautiful picture that you put up with that one. Every time I see this picture, I just feel like exploding in a good way. In the name I Am That I Am, Saint Germain and all cosmic beings and hierarchs of the violet flame, we call for the transmutation of all entities, areas of darkness, of all ideas, of all philosophies, of all actions that are anti-peace. We transmute at this time violence into peace, hatred into love, fear into perfect love. And we do this by the magnificent, powerful, mighty action of the violet flame, the flame of transmutation, forgiveness, healing, mercy on this day. Therefore, we decree, I am the violet flame. God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free. God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling soul's dark night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow, to help all people know the reality of life. Freedom star ignites. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I'll turn this back to you, Rhonda, to pass it where it needs to be.
I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim, with love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet light, despairing souls at night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow, to help all people know, reality of life, freedom star ignite. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim, with love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling souls to ignite, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow, to help all people know, reality of life, freedom star ignite. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful might, raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. Michael?
I'm going to pass it around for now. I'll try to get back in a minute.
Okay, Rhonda.
Okay. I am the violet flame, God's purity now we claim. With love we now set free, God's kingdom now to be. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind. Raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet light, dispelling souls dark night, lifting all from fear, ascension now is here. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind. Raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am the violet glow to help all people know the reality of life, freedom star ignite. Violet glowing, radiant light, violet fire, merciful mind. Raise us up and set us free, awaken true reality. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. We accept this prayer manifest in full power here and now throughout the planet to both all souls of light, transmute all areas of darkness, and raise all into ascension's light. Almighty I am in me, I am in thee, thyself in me. Thy victory is mine, thy hope divine, God seals all in pure love sublime. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am. Okay, so Jewel, I understand that you have a song and a meditation, and I'd love for you to go ahead and get started on that now. We can possibly have time for the other decrees later, but at this point in time, it would be good to move into the meditation that, so that those listening on Blog Talk will be able to hear it.
Just tuning the guitar, so if we could go into the next mantra, invocation for harmonic sounds to flood the earth, that would be good.
Okay, sounds great, and those guitars do need to be tuned. So let us give that invocation together. Beloved I am, and ascended hosts of light, we call for the harmonic sound to descend into music, and for all music to be reset to 432 hertz as the A above middle C, for music to be harmonized with celestial music that magnifies the light in its creation, and for harmonious music to be the new order of the day, bringing in harmony with all of life. And the mantra together, I am harmony of sound and light. I move high in harmonious flight. I am harmony of sound and light. I move high in harmonious flight. I am harmony of sound and light. I move high in harmonious flight. I am harmony of sound and light. I move high in harmonious flight. I am harmony of sound and light. I move high in harmonious flight. I am harmony of sound and light. I move high in harmonious flight. And Kathleen, I'd like to call on you to give the sound of the violet flame decree, and we're just going to give this one time through. So if you would give that, please.
In the name I am that I am, Saint Germain, Archangel Zadkiel, and all cosmic beings on hierarchy of the violet flame, we call for the transmutation of all use of sound and vibration that affects the earth to bring it into full divine truth. We call for a pure violet fire sound to go forth to fill the ethers with its cosmic vibration. Therefore, we decree, violet flame, pure sound, sublime, vibration of the greatest kind, the basis of our core of being, light and sound, our cosmic meaning. Violet flame, my spirit alive and filling all these cells of mine, rising in a cosmic swell, ringing out the crystal bell. Violet flame vibrating here, sounding in my cosmic ear, my real self, flood my being, holy I am self is singing. Violet flame, bless energy, bring us into synergy, connection with the light divine, sounding out the wave of sign. Violet flame, all love divine, blazing through this heart of mine, Christ I am, my inner me, God's frequency I am to be. I'm going to seal just this one, and I know we're going to be going on to Jewel, so... We accept this prayer manifest in full power here and now throughout the planet to bless all souls of light, transmute all areas of darkness, and usher the earth and all mankind into the victory of Saint Germain's great golden age. Almighty I am in me, I am in thee, thyself in me, thy victory's mine, thy hope divine, God seals all in pure love sublime. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am.
Almighty I am. And this is Michael, and... I'm inspired that I would love to lead the Micah call as well. And I feel that really can be very beautiful as well to lead into the meditation. And I'm looking at the time and feeling like we have enough time to do it one time through to get it. How does that sound? Does that work?
Yes, Michael, would you like to lead the invocation also, or shall I lead it for you since I know you're on the road right now?
Oh, no,
I can lead it from here. Beloved Micah, Angel of Unity, we call you in to be with us in your presence and bring us into oneness for the remainder of this show, to step into our hearts and to really know the oneness of the One in all the many flames that blaze from the oneness. And we bless you and thank you for your presence, your light, beautiful angel presence. In the name I am that I am, we call to Micah, angel of unity, for oneness and unity to manifest for all nations of the planet, to bring all sentient souls into an awareness of their true natures as one with every other soul, and bring all souls into harmony with all of life, including especially Mother Earth. Freedom Star. Mantra together. Oneness and unity, we are God divine. We are all one in a grand design. Oneness and unity, we are God divine. We are all one in the grand design. Oneness and unity, we are God divine. We are all one in a grand design. Maybe we can pass that round and come back to Michael.
Okay, oneness and unity, we are God divine. We are all one in a grand design. Oneness and unity, we are God divine. We are all one in a grand design. Oneness and unity, we are God divine. We are all one in a grand design. Kathleen?
Oneness and unity, we are God divine. We are all one in a grand design. Oneness and unity, we are God divine. We are all one in a grand design. Oneness and unity, we are God divine. We are all one in a grand design.
Oneness and unity, we are God divine. We are all one in a grand design. Oneness and unity, we are God divine. We are all one in a grand design. Oneness and unity, we are God divine. We are all one in a grand design.
And go ahead, Michael.
Micah, Angel of Unity, and Micah is actually has a retreat, an etheric retreat, in right near Banff, Alberta, right, pretty close to where Archangel Michael has his retreat, but it's actually about an hour drive, and I don't know how long it takes to get there in the etheric, but you can visit there, the Cascade Amphitheater, when you're sleeping,
and spend time with the angel of oneness, who is a very powerful being and a very beautiful being, is here to help us recognize that there is no separation, that it's simply an illusion. Therefore, the infinite possibilities reside in our very own hearts and souls, which we can access right here and now. So let's bring in that possibility of a beautiful, abundant, peaceful, golden age already manifest. We'll give this call together, Micah, Angel of Unity. In the name I Am That I Am, we call to the beloved Angel of Unity, Micah, to bless all in ascension now with the flame of oneness and harmony, to remove any blocks to this oneness and raise us all into ascension light. Together, Micah, I am, I am, I am, beloved angel of unity. Micah, I am, I am, I am, happily we are one with thee. We are unified by thy flame, oneness in the light we claim. Separation is now dissolved, conflict and ego are resolved. Micah, I am, I am, I am, oneness in the light we claim. Micah, I am, I am, I am. Sorry. Well, Micah, I am, I am, I am, united in the endless sea. Micah, I am, I am, I am, the end result is harmony. We are unified by thy flame, oneness in the light we claim. Separation is now dissolved, conflict and ego are resolved. Micah, I am, I am, I am, united by thy penetrating flame. Micah, I am, I am, I am, united in thy I Am name. We are unified by thy flame, oneness in the light we claim. Separation is now dissolved, conflict and ego are resolved. Secret golden ray of oneness penetrate deep within my soul. Envelop me in loving kindness, all in one, the final goal. Accept his son. Amen. Cool.
Micah, I am, I am, I am, beloved angel of unity. Micah, I am, I am, I am, happily we are one with thee. We are unified by thy flame, oneness in the night we claim. Separation is now dissolved, conflicts the ego are resolved. Micah, I am, I am, I am, united in the endless sea. Micah, I am, I am, I am, the end result is harmony. We are unified by thy flame, oneness in the light we claim. Separation is now dissolved, conflict and ego are resolved. Micah, I am, I am, united by thy penetrating flame. Micah, I am, I am, united in the I Am name. We are unified by thy flame, oneness in the light we claim. Separation is now dissolved, conflict and ego are resolved. Secret golden ray of oneness penetrate deep within my soul. Envelop me in loving kindness, all in one, the final goal. Maybe we could do it one more time. Rhonda? Or perhaps Kathleen.
Micah, I am, I am, I am, beloved angel of unity. Michael, I am, I am, I am, happily we are one with thee. We are unified by thy flame, oneness in the light we claim. Separation is now dissolved, conflict and ego are resolved. Michael, I am, I am, I am, united in the endless sea. Micah, I am, I am, I am, the end result is harmony. We are unified by thy flame, oneness in the light we claim. Separation is now dissolved, conflict and ego are resolved. Micah, I am, I am, I am, united by thy penetrating flame. Micah, I am, I am, I am, united in thy I Am name. We are unified by thy flame, oneness in the light we claim. Separation is now dissolved, conflict and ego are resolved. Secret golden ray of oneness penetrate deep within my soul. Envelop me in loving kindness, all in one. Final goal. Back to you, Jules.
Thank you. And, well, I'm going to just sing a quick song. We've heard it before, and if you've heard it before, it's okay. I just feel inspired, but it's about the heart, and it's about the love flame, and it's about the unity. And we should probably seal this prayer, right, Michael? Go ahead.
Yeah. Let's seal it, and let's make this song, however,
long it is, just to really be a deep resonation with the life momentum that's gathered through this degree service and that is within us for that peace and aloha. So we're asking for, as we give this healing, as we enter into a meditation, which Jewel will lead, and you never know, Jewel, you might be inspired to do a little guided meditation as part of it, that we really have a dispensation even to see in our own hearts, to see something that can bring us more peace in our lives and bring us more ability to be a flame of peace wherever we are, to be more in the resonance with the peace and aloha flame. And so we'll give this healing, and we'll give this healing to this portion of the service. We'll give this healing for the Mica decree, and that will seal this portion of the service as we go into meditation. Give this together, pass it back, and just close our eyes and find a nice space to really be in resonance with our hearts. Together, we accept this prayer manifest in full power here and now throughout the planet. Bless all souls of light, transmute all areas of darkness, and raise all into the flame of oneness and harmony. Almighty I am in me, I am in thee, thyself in me. Thy victory is mine, thy hope divine, God seals all into your love divine. Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am.
And as we settle down into our hearts, we get ready to receive the meditation. I'm looking at a beautiful pink rose that Michael brought into the house yesterday. It's our heart flame and the yellow rose and the threefold flame and the blue, and to focus on that part of us that is at one. Deeper into the heart of love, deeper into the heart of love, letting go into the mystery, letting go into the mystery, letting go into the mystery. We are rising in love. We are rising in love. We are I'm sorry, I love you. Please forgive me. Thank you. I'm sorry, I love you.
please forgive me. Thank you. I'm sorry I love you. Please forgive me. Thank you. I'm sorry I love you. Please forgive me. Thank you. Sit at your feet on the floor, or if you're sitting down, feel a part of you grounded with the earth, your bare feet, or your sit bones. Really feel the earth supporting you, breathing you, housing you, holding you, supporting, always. Where we are, look down at our feet. We are here in the now. Wherever the mind is and its wanderings, jumping from tree to tree, let it be like a monkey playing in the trees. Let it be. And bring ourselves back to the breath. Understanding the nature of the mind is to wander and travel. It is the greatest traveler in the world. We don't fight with it. We let it breathe and come back to the breath. And forgive ourselves for having this human experience, which we agreed to have, and we are grateful to have, to be the ambassadors of peace to planet Earth and bring her to her new being, a star, a golden, beautiful star. See that star if you close your eyes inside of your third eye, a pulsing golden star. And travel it down the column of light inside to all of the chakras, to the throat, to the heart, to the solar plexus, spinning and pulsing and clearing out the debris, flashing, maybe burning, sending bursts of solar light into those areas that need to be gone and surrendered to the solar plexus. Peace and aloha. Maybe it's a purple star. To the sacral, the violet star, pulsing, spiraling, bubbling, boiling away the hurts of the inner child. And the soul is revealed once more in the secret chamber inside of this chakra. Open the key to the door. You have the key. Let the beings of light hand you this key and walk in there to your playroom where your child loves to play, surrounded by angels and animals and nature, whatever you love. Maybe you like jet skiing. Maybe you like riding a bike. Maybe you like eating ice cream, especially if it's not on your diet as an adult. Let him or her have whatever she wants in that place.
Or maybe you're sitting next to her and him. Put your arm around them, your child. And let her and him know you're always there. You are the mother, father of this child. It can never be abandoned. And down to the root, the white pulsing star of God, purity, and Archangel Gabriel, ascension ray. And let's shoot this star in one swift motion up the spinal column to the Sahasra, the crown, the golden wisdom ray. In 2 moments, one, two, shoo, up to that crown and bursting up into the I Am presence. And the Christ self. Let that golden light flood down like millions of fireworks, blessing everybody. The whole earth is showered in this golden star of the I Am. Ah. We breathe it back down, all the way down through the bottom of our feet, grounding this light into the violet sea in the center of the core of the earth, the crystalline, beautiful caves. That's the true earth, the pulsing star of freedom star. We are that, and she is with us, and we are her bridge to the heavens. Peace. Om Shanti Shanti. Thank you, Lord Jesus, Archangel Uriel, Lady Master Nada, Angel of Light, Ray of Light, and Archangel Michael, and Master Moore, and all Saint Germain, and all the great beings of light who've joined us today, and our I Am presences. We thank you for giving us the will today to bring ourselves to God through the decrees, and help us to use our right use of will to always bring the mind back to the heart, no matter where it wanders. And bring it back and give us the grace to make that effort every day. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Let God be. Let God's will crystallize. Now, Aho Metakuyasan, to all our relations in heaven and earth, we are one. Amen. Micah. The flame that is eternal into the physical now. Om. Om. Peace be still, only God's will. Welcome back to the call, everyone. And I'm going to pass it over for sharing from our heart. I am deeply grateful for this union and this Saturday morning practice and this opportunity to connect with you and anyone who's tuning in. Thank you, Rhonda and Kathleen and Michael and Chris, for holding the flame with us today, and anyone who is holding that flame on the inner planes with us, we thank you. And if you're tuning in to the archives, we are very grateful that you are following divine guidance to join us and bringing your will to the mind of God. And that is my prayer today for myself, is to be a protector of my peace. Thank you.
Thank you, Jewel. Beautiful, beautiful meditation. And I know that we're really grateful to have everyone on the call. I think that it's been a beautiful time and a wonderful day, and so grateful that everyone was able to join us as well. And I think the only other person still on the call is Michael. So, Michael, if you'd like to share a little something, then we'll go ahead and close it up.
Definitely. Well, I really appreciated the meditation and the song, Jewel. Thank you very much. And very grateful. From the meditation, I really appreciate the thought form of the star, kind of like my own I Am Presence star, descending through my chakras, crystallizing them, healing them, and awakening me. And I kind of like the idea of always envisioning this star above me and the ability to draw it down within me whenever I need that centering or that clearing or to bring more presence to my experience, which is something that often is a good thing. And I also kind of, this show being about peace, I noticed that I was faced with a couple of opportunities to be in peace and frustration with myself today. And I chose frustration as much as I chose peace already. So it's always a little easier to talk about peace than it is to really respond with peace, no matter what we are faced with. But I know that with presence, everything is possible. So it's really a matter for me to work with that star that is my own presence, to bring it into my body and to experience it regardless of what I may be experiencing, outer, that within myself I'm experiencing the star of my presence. That star is shining its light on all the outer situations, that what was once a challenging situation can become a humorous one, or some bring some joy way, and just appreciate human experience rather than try to run away from it. And that's something that I'll be continuing to work with, and feeling that we're getting there one step at a time towards that peace that I'm grateful to be a part of it. By the flame Saturday every day, for peace in my life, hopefully yours, for God.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us today, and we'll go ahead and end the show now with a nice little ending song. So if you will all please join us again next week, we'll see you again on
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an Orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.